It's a very good question. What I often, I mean, the direct answer to that question is probably not very much. But the whole thing I'm trying to say, the whole point I'm trying to make, is in politics we've got to recognise that government doesn't have all the answers. We'll only solve the problems of drugs or youth crime or housing or the environment if we all recognise our own responsibilities. Let's take the issue of knife crime. You know, I think this is a really good example. I've got a responsibility as leader of the opposition. I get 6 questions to ask Mr. Blair every week, and twice I've used some of those questions to push on him the need for a tougher sentence for carrying a knife. That, I think, as a national politician, is my responsibility, and it's his responsibility as Prime Minister to do something about knife crime and to change the law. Then all of us have got separate responsibilities. We've got responsibilities as parents to try and bring up our children properly and discourage them from carrying knives. Teachers and schools have responsibility about making sure that schools are zones into which knives cannot be taken. Those responsible for popular culture, whether singing it, writing it, or broadcasting it, have sort of got responsibilities as well. Not because listening to one, you know, rap song can make you want to carry a knife, but just we should all take responsibility for not encouraging a culture where carrying a knife is somehow cool. So everyone's got their own responsibilities. I'm not saying that the government should be going around telling everyone to love each other more, because love doesn't really flow from government. But I think politicians all have a responsibility for trying to approach problems in a realistic and reasonable way. And the message I was trying to put across, for my own party as much as for anyone else, is yes, let's hold young people responsible for crimes when they commit them, because we all have the right, we all have the ability to choose between doing right and doing wrong, and let's punish wrongdoing when people cross the boundary. But inside that boundary, let's be a bit more understanding, let's have a bit more love, as it were, and let's try and understand what brings people to the point where they commit crime. Yes, they're responsible at the moment at which they commit crime, but so often, drug abuse, family breakdown, poor schooling, bad discipline at school, things going wrong at other times in life, those are the things that can lead people to go off the rails. My colleague Oliver Letwin once talked about a conveyor belt towards crime, which sometimes starts very early on in life with things going wrong, and we as politicians have got to try and think more about how we can get people off that conveyor belt. And that's what I was trying to say.